Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Monday morning. Is everybody kind of finally calmed down a little bit after the, it was really getting a little dicey in the ninth, bottom of the ninth last night.
I'd be surprised at how calm I am.
You're very calm this morning because it was very exciting.
And now the Red Sox a strike away from advancing. Here he comes, the 1-2. Bouncing ball, going to be a tough play. Nunez gloves, throws, and in time for the out. And that's it. The Boston Red Sox win the division series 3 out of 4 against the Yankees, and the Boston Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship Series.
Okay, so here it goes. We're going to be playing Houston now, the Astros, and it all starts on Saturday night. And something we were talking about is things that happen when the Red Sox are really good and they go into the playoffs, and your plans are all screwed up, and you've been planning something for a long time.
I always feel bad in October when the Red Sox are doing well, opposite of what everyone else feels, because I feel bad for the brides and grooms who are planning October weddings, and then all of a sudden they have to compete with Saturday night's game, or people who have parties, and they're competing. Like, they got to set up a TV. It's just annoying.
I don't feel bad for them at all. Shame on them. For planning a wedding
in October.
In October.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful. That's the problem. They're playing the odds. It's like, will the Red Sox play in October? But the foliage is so gorgeous. Yeah. Backdrop versus nobody paying attention to your wedding.
Hank and I were just talking about 2004, you know, historic 2004. And we were both the same wedding in 2004 in the ALCS Championship Series.
That was 1986.
Was that 86?
That was 86.
Holy cow.
That was 86 when they had to bring the TV into the reception hall.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because nobody would come from the parking lot into the wedding.
That's right. Boy, everybody was in the parking lot.
The days before you could just watch it on your phone.
Yeah. Those were the bad old days.
The greatest thing last night was the Red Sox playing New York, New York in the clubhouse afterwards to troll the Yankees after Aaron Judge played that walking by the Red Sox clubhouse at Fenway.
Oh, see, I was going to say that was kind of rude, mean, but this is payback.
It was the game within the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll all about the Red Sox coming up this morning. See, we got, Dirty Laundry. We're going to do, we'll give you the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The AMAs last night.
Yes, I watched some of the AMAs last night, and I recognized many people. I felt very young.
Me too. Yeah. It felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I know who that is. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, another thing. We got to talk about the Bears. Did you see the Bears?
Oh, in Amesbury?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, now we know exactly what the Bears do in the woods. They climb up the tree in your backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got all of this is coming up this morning. Win a grand in 60 seconds is next, right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, it is time to play. It is time for us to meet Lori Medeiros, who is from Everett, Massachusetts. Lori is an amazing person. You know, she's a great cook, well-spoken, good dancer, makes all of her own clothes, and showers on a regular basis. Is that all true, Lori?
Yeah, no.
No? Which one's not true, the shower thing?
I'm sorry, what?
I say, well, never mind. Okay.
Don't pay any attention.
Really, extensive entry form we have to
We did extensive research on you. So here's what's going to happen. Over the course of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is to answer all of them correctly. Now, of course, if you come across one that has you stumped, you can say pass. We'll move on, have time left at the end, come back, pick it up. You get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Got all that?
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, now, nice and loud. We don't want to miss any of your responses. So could you say hello real loud?
Hello.
Very good. Very good. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
How old are you?
Oh, my God. 59.
What's 8 times 8?
Oh, 64.
The Bible is the most read book in the world, true or false?
True.
Keith Lockhart is the conductor of what?
Steve Lockhart?
Keith Lockhart is the conductor of what?
The Boston Pops.
On which streaming service is Ozark aired?
Netflix.
Route 90 in Massachusetts is also known as this.
Mass Pike.
In which state is the Joshua Tree National Park located?
Pass.
Who was the first player in Major League history to hit for the cycle in a playoff game?
I don't know.
Spell playwright.
Say it again.
Spell playwright.
P-L-A-Y. W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, you ran out of time.
You did really, really, really well.
You did an excellent job, an excellent job. You passed on a couple of them. You didn't get to the final one, and the rest...
I'm really sorry that how old are you tripped you up.
Yeah, you've won a birth certificate.
Well, I'm in such denial about it that it's like... In my,
you could have told me 20.
You have a birthday this week, don't
no
you?
No kidding. We would have taken 29.
Yeah, exactly.
Oscar Wilde said you should never trust a woman who tells her real age.
That's right. Okay.
But oh my God, you're quoting Oscar Wilde. That's
so we trust
wild.
You.
All right. So here, you got one. The one you missed, the first one you missed was in which state is the Joshua Tree National Park located? And that's California. Brock Holt was the first player in Major League history to hit for the cycle in a playoff game, and that happened last night. But you spelled playwright wrong, so you only got two. You only passed on two. You pretty much
you
got 100%.
Job. Hey, we have a fantastic consolation prize for you because, as we mentioned earlier, you're a fantastic cook, so you're going to appreciate this. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. You're going to find fast, fresh, easy recipes along with articles, tips, and all that kind of stuff. Congratulations. Enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for
great
being
job,
a member
Lori.
Of the nation. We appreciate that. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
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 Okay. Anybody else? You want to play? You're going to register. Log on to WRR.com. You get registered. Then we randomly select people who are registered to play. We contact you. We set it up. And you play the game. And you can win $1,000 from Century Bank right here at WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Here's 620 Men for Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lim unexpectedly walks through Aoife's front door and runs directly into Effie, just out of the shower and wrapped only in a towel when we hear...
Oh, Lim, you startled me. Say, Effie, as long as it's just me and you here, how about if I give you $200 if you drop that towel and let me take a peek at you? Oh, I don't know, Lim. You and Aoife are best friends. But we need the money, so here you go. Okay, that's good. Here's your $200. Bye.
Well, say, Effie.
Yeah?
Who was that?
Oh, that was Lim. He just stopped by. He's gone now.
Oh, did he happen to leave off the $200 he owes me?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
So yesterday was the birthday, would have been the 78th birthday of John Lennon yesterday.
Wow.
And coincidentally, Yoko Ono released something yesterday. Or did it escape? we'll share...
One Wish of the, we could put it back, whatever.
Okay. One of the worst things you have ever heard. Coming up next right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so I guess maybe this should come with a warning. You should brace yourself for this.
That's just your opinion.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Mean, maybe I'm being too judgmental on this.
So yesterday was the 78th birthday of John Lennon, and, you know, obviously he died in 1980. Yoko Ono was his wife, and for his birthday, she decided, what do you give somebody who's not here? She did a new rendition of one of his best songs, Imagine.
She co-wrote it with him.
She did back in the day.
Back in the day.
So she's a great writer. but Rolling Stone.
Excuse me. A great writer. Is that to indicate that she's not a great singer?
I am just saying.
Okay.
I'm going to let the people decide. So she has a new album coming out called Warzone. It comes out next Friday. It has a couple of originals and things like that. But Rolling Stone says this is a delicate rendition of the John Lennon classic Imagine. Ono's version of Imagine boasts a sparse yet intricate arrangement, starting with a simple synth drone that swells steadily beneath the 85-year-old artist's candid vocals. Okay, I'm going to let you all listen to this.
Some candid vocals?
Yeah, some candid vocals. Ready?
Go.
Brace yourself.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Okay. I put it up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what the first two takes sounded like.
Really? That's the good one.
Yeah.
You know, I think she should do a collaborative album with William Shatner.
She just,
that would be something.
I mean, she definitely sounds like an 85-year-old woman singing Imagine.
Okay.
I'll give her that.
We just thought we would share that with you this morning. Okay, we're sorry
about
that.
Very ageist of you.
Okay, whatever.
Now, okay, so coming up next right here on the 101 Morning Show. Now, for those of you who felt, you know, you were comfortable enough to go to bed last night, say like after seven innings of the Red Sox game, well, you missed all the action. And did you feel like you'd lost it, Hank?
I went to bed before Craig Kimbrell came in, and thank God I did.
Okay, we're gonna.
Me too.
We're gonna take you step. We're gonna take you step by step through the whole thing coming up next. Carolyn's on the line. Hey, Carolyn, what's up?
Listen, did she have her teeth in when she was singing?
I don't know. We'll see if we can get some video on that. Okay.
What I said.
Okay. No.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Okay, so you you didn't stay up last night because you thought it was in the bag, right? Oh, my God. Did it get dramatic?
And now the Red Sox.
Hank, if you would, please share with us.
I'll tell you what. It came down. It was a nail-biter, white-knuckle ride the entire way. But your Boston Red Sox are playing for the pennant, heading to the American League Championship Series against Houston after they beat the Yankees 4-3 last night at Yankee Stadium. They take the ALDS 3-1. Very hairy. It was 4-1 going into the ninth. They bring in the closer, Kimbrel, seven-time All-Star. 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. Sanchez hits one to the warning track. And then it came down to this.
And now the Red Sox a strike away from advancing. Here he comes, the 1-2. Bouncing ball, going to be a tough play. Nunez gloves, throws, and in time for the out. And that's it. The Boston Red Sox win the division series 3 out of 4 against the Yankees. And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship Series.
That stretch by Steve Pierce.
Man.
Woo!
Oh.
They had to review it right at the end, too. We had to wait around. It was like...
Yes, it came back. Rick Porcello, 5 innings, gave up 1 run. Chris Sale pitched an inning in relief, 1-2-3. Sox knocked Sabathia out of the game with 3 runs in the third. And then in the fourth, Christian Vasquez's solo home run proved to be the eventual game winner. But the real fun began in the clubhouse afterwards. Remember after game two, Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-2. Aaron Judge walks by the Red Sox clubhouse with his big boombox, and he's playing the Yankees theme song of New York, New York. Well, last night the Red Sox had the last laugh in their clubhouse.
Let's take you to the clubhouse last night now.
Yeah. How do you like them apples? Yankees, so bushly.
You like it?
I don't know. I feel like it's just like an in-your-face thing. And I know
it is.
I know that's sports, but... I don't know.
Don't forget
when
that they also...
When they go low, can we go high?
They also trotted out Bucky Bleeping Dent to throw out the first ball.
Who do you think we should have throw out the first ball against Houston?
Jeez. You know what? We don't really have enough of a rivalry with Houston, although it's good because Cora was their bench coach last year.
You know the there's so much interest between Boston-New York rivalry that the ratings for the ALCS this year with Boston-New York up 148% over last year. Now, that's huge. Wow. That's really big.
Hey, game one against Houston Saturday night at Fenway. Game two on Sunday. Meanwhile, the NLCS begins Friday night. Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Dodgers. Bruins host the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night at the TD Garden. Milan Lucic will return. Celtics in talks with guard Terry Rozier about a contract extension. The Seas open the season next Tuesday night hosting the 76ers. The Patriots gearing up to host the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night in Foxborough. Kickoff is at 8:20. And sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Okay, Brian Bellbusters coming up next. What are we doing today?
Well, you know, Patrick, I think he doesn't quite pick up the dog poop as much as his neighbors would like. Because they want to get him with a Brian Bellbuster for his birthday and just send him a reminder. So I called him to let him know about the new, town initiative to pick up poop.
You're making a biogenic fuel out of all of the animal waste in town. And if it works, it could be really big for the town, you know. So we appreciate your participation.
Okay. So what would I need to do with this bucket?
Take the bucket, you collect the poop, and then every month we'll send the DPW around in the number 2 dump truck, and they'll pick up everyone's buckets.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
I heard from John and Jane. They wanted to get a Brian Bellbuster for their neighbor. I think that their neighbor Patrick's dog might poop in their yard occasionally because they wanted to let him know to pick up some of the poop in his yard. So I called him.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Patrick?
Yep, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Buck Laughlin from Town Hall here.
Hi there. How's it going?
We saw that you just renewed your dog licenses, and we appreciate that.
Yep.
You got a couple of dogs there?
Yeah, I got two. I've got Trevor and Wesley.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, we also see that you checked the box to participate in this new pilot program we have here in town. It's a good eco grant for the town, so we appreciate you checking that box, but we're going to need you to come downtown and pick up your bucket for that, okay?
Sorry, I'm not sure if you've got the right... I don't think I signed up for any programs.
Yeah, there's a box right at the bottom of the dog license. You were one of the people who checked the box, so this is great. We have this new pilot program in town called Poop for Our Planet, and you'll just need to come down and get your bucket so you can start collecting your dog's poop in it.
What is this again? So I'm collecting poop?
We're going to collect them in buckets, and then hopefully this is going to work out. We're making a biogenic fuel out of all of the animal waste in town. You know, it's a right to farm. We got cow poop, we got dog poop, and then it's going to run this biogas generator that we have. And if it works, this could be really big for the town, you know, so we appreciate your participation.
Okay. So what would I need to do with this bucket?
Well, you take the bucket, you collect, no bags, just the poop, and then every month, we'll send the DPW around in the number 2 dump truck, and ironically enough, and they'll pick up everyone's buckets and bring it down where the biogenic fuel is being made.
As amusing as this seems, and it seems like it's going to be good for the planet, but I have two Great Danes,
ooh,
and they poop a lot, and I don't think that I'm going to pick that up and keep it in a bucket for how long was it?
Well, every month. We provide a deodorizer that you can hang right near the bucket. It's actually in the shape of the town seal. They're really nice, and they smell pretty good.
I don't know, man. That sounds a bit much. I mean, even with a deodorizer, I mean, I don't want my garage smelling like flowers and dog shit.
Yeah, well, this is good for the planet, though, and it's also good for the town if we get this grant. It could really reduce your tax base, you know? It could really help out.
I mean, I hear you. I hear you, and I want to do good things for the planet, but I think that this might be a bit much.
Well, and we'll provide you with a sign for your lawn that says, "Ask me about my dog poop." And that also...
I really don't know, man. That sounds like a bit much. I really don't want my neighbors asking me about my dog poop, but thank you. Thank you. I think I must have signed up on accident, and I can only imagine this is tough for you to get people to do this. But
that's why we really appreciate you checking that box, so thank you. I mean, the cow farmers are pretty happy. They're looking to get rid of that shit, let me tell you.
I just don't think it's going to work out because I have two Great Danes, like I said. If you'd seen their poop, they probably would fill these buckets in like 2-3 days. I'm going to have an overflow of a bucket that's just in my garage till the end of the month. I really don't think I'll be able to. Sorry.
Okay, well, you know, your neighbors John and Jane said you'd probably want to participate in this program, too.
Sorry? John and Jane?
Yeah, your next-door neighbors?
Yeah. How do you know about my neighbors?
Well, they actually contacted me. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bellbuster, Patrick.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, your neighbors wanted to say happy birthday, and also, look out for those big piles of poop in the yard.
All right. Okay, message received. I'll clean those up.
Don't worry. You don't have to keep them.
Yeah, I won't keep them in a bucket. I'll throw them in the trash.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Happy birthday, and...
Have a great day, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
When you told him who it was, I'm surprised you didn't say no.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Eyes and Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, now we don't want to be judgmental on this whole thing, but we do seek parental advice this morning.
Well, so, okay. Lucy is in high school, and she's doing a bunch of new things, and it's great. And she has this, she's going to be in the play coming up in November. And she's just started Unified Basketball. And it's a basketball team that with kids with special needs and kids, typical kids at the high school. And they all play together and then they play other towns.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so last night was her first game and it was an away game.
How was it?
Oh, great, great. How'd it go? Oh,
I guess it was good because I didn't go.
You didn't go?
I didn't go.
Really?
I had no idea. Like, I knew what was happening, but I just decided, well, I had an appointment and I knew that I was going to be late and it was all the way in Bellingham and I was in Milton and it was kind of like, and I just was like, I don't think I can go to this game. And also, let Lucy do her own thing.
You missed her first game?
Is it bad that I missed her first basketball game? It's an away game. I mean, there are a couple more.
That's even more important.
Because you're in
enemy territory.
You have no support.
So the other kids, their parents went to the game.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea because I wasn't there.
Well, what color are the uniforms?
I don't know. No, I do know. I went. Okay. The only reason I know is I went to that high school.
Okay.
It's green and white. Lucy was number one.
I think maybe this is the key question.
Okay.
If she were going to another town to be in a musical, would you have gone?
Well, how many times is the musical going to be played? I'm serious. Because it's like, well, I've seen how many.
Okay, it's a one-shot musical.
Parents have to go to every single game of their kids. And I argue, no. I need a break. I love that kid, but geez, she's been living with me for 15 years. And I just am like, why don't you go do your own thing? And it's good for her. Independence. She rode a bus.
Yep.
She was with her peers. They won the game, even better, missed it. And then they went out for Wendy's ice cream afterwards. And then it was all, she came home at 6 o'clock. It was one of my best days ever.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, like Sam's playing soccer right now. And, like, there have been a couple of times when I've had, like, a work thing that I didn't make it to his game and I felt awful and the excitement, and you know, of him telling me about his game. Oh, I had this goal. We won. We had a great time. I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry I missed it. Just that's part of the deal is
of parenting.
Parenting, like when they're doing sports, you don't have to like you know be the coach or anything. Just show up
every time.
Show your support.
Well, I remember when I gave up those 10 runs to Swampscott in the Little League Championship.
Yeah,
you know, my parents. I looked at my parents who were in the stands just to console me, make me feel better.
Would have been nice if they weren't there.
My parents didn't go to a lot of my stuff. I mean, they went to my dance recitals, and then luckily I stopped doing that in eighth grade, and they were just done. I didn't do anything else. They didn't go to I was a cheerleader, and they didn't go to my games necessarily.
Well, that's somebody else playing the games.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're saying that a parent doesn't have to show up to watch their kid cheer?
No.
I totally did. Lucy, that's terrible. That's...
Don't make this about me.
Oh, I'm making it about you. You're wrong.
Did she get any baskets or any assists or rebounds or anything?
I don't know.
That's because you weren't there.
I wasn't there. Right, well,
so, hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
I think LBF gets an F in parenting.
That's really harsh.
That's not even like a C-.
Hey, I think you got to go to the first game. No question. You got to be there away or home.
The first game? So if I went yesterday, I don't have to go to any of the others? Because next year, that's what I'm going to do.
You're going to go to a home game, right?
Yeah, I'll go to a home game. I'll probably go to the other away games. Okay. But there was a couple of mitigating circumstances yesterday that prevented me.
Hey, thanks, Alex. We appreciate it.
Well, there are usually like 20 games in a season, right? How many games?
Yeah, how many
six,
games?
Maybe.
Six,
maybe.
Okay.
Six!
Hey, Cricket, what do you say, Cricket?
Whatever.
What do you say, Cricket?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, hi.
LBF, you have to go to every event that your child has.
No,
every
sir.
Event.
Really?
Because sooner or later, she's not going to be there anymore, and you're going to miss everything.
You got to go to everything.
That's really, okay, really dark.
Okay, John's online. Hey, John, what's your advice?
My advice is I have a 15-year-old that plays football at BP, and I go to all of his games. He's a junior, and he's starting on varsity. And I have a 34-year-old son that plays men's baseball, and his home field is in Middleborough, but he plays out in Somerville and other places, and I go to every one of those. And because at some point, like Cricket said, they're up and gone. The biggest problem is my 31-year-old just moved back in with my granddaughter. So.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, see?
Did you go to that person's games?
Maybe you were too supportive.
Exactly. That's what happens when you're too supportive. They come back.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. There's a difference between supportive and enabling.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that.
True, but I feel like you should have built up a little bit more resentment.
My question to you, John, is what happened for 16 years in between?
I had three more. Actually, I caught you guys like 4 years ago. My 30-year-old just moved back in as Nicole. She's the one that was battling cancer, and she is 4 years. She's 3.5 years clean.
Hey, that is great.
Congratulations. Hey,
John, thanks for calling with the advice, okay?
In defense of LBF, she does a lot, is really a great mom. Yeah. And you're probably planning ahead for the weekend, like you going apple picking or something.
No. I've never done that. Okay. I've never taken her apple picking. That's tomorrow's story. Anyway, I'm sorry. I contend that you don't have to go to every single game, but I guess the question, is that bad? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
We're getting a lot of advice for LBF this morning, and I hate to tell her, but you know, most of them are saying, man, you got to be there. Like Bill says, you got to be there. It gives your kid confidence and stuff like that. But after, 247 calls, we finally found somebody who may offer some support for you. This is Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what do you say, Mary?
I say LBF does not have to go to all her kids' games. You become a helicopter parent. Let Lucy have a chance to tell her how fun it was.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? A little independence, a little thing. You know, it was just like, have her do it independently, and then I will go support her. I will certainly go to all the home games because there's a bar on campus.
Oh my God. More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, you ready for your Men from Maine 720 edition? Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony, Fisher, and $3 Dewey's having a couple of cold ones when we hear...
Well, say there, Lem, you seem kind of down in the mouth. What seems to be the problem?
You know that girl I've been seeing the past couple of months?
Oh, why, sure.
Well, I'm not seeing her no more.
Oh, what happened?
She closed her shade.
Soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, isn't it wonderful here, though? Your doorbell rings, ding dong, and then you hear trick or treat. And these little kids are out there trick or treating, all that. What you really hate is ding dong, and you hear trick or treat. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Do you think there should be an age limit? Because LBF was calling me there's a place where there is now. Is that right?
There is. There's towns where you can get arrested for trick or treating if you're over 12. There's a city
over
in Virginia.
12? What?
Yeah. A city in Virginia where teenagers who trick-or-treat can get up to 6 months in jail.
What? Really? To the who's cow?
Yeah, I mean, $100 fine. So that's kind of, there are a handful of towns that do that. There's fines and things. The last time I went trick-or-treating was with Dina Benedetti, and I think I was probably 15. And it was like fun. But it was then we were like, this is weird.
This is you felt like you were too old for it, right?
I felt like maybe we were getting a couple of like eyebrows, and when I would give away candy, and somebody who was older came to the door, I was always like, one kid came with a backpack.
Did
I was like,
that?
Yeah. What?
Well, how old were you, Hank?
We were 8th grade. Jackie Cartarella, who was 6'7", he and I, we
get
were
out.
8th graders. We went trick or treating
up
behind the house, so we would get down on our knees. We had caught like long like robes on and masks. Yeah. We would get down on our knees, so we looked like we were younger kids.
And that's diabolical.
Wow.
I like it.
And then they would shut the door, and we'd stand up and run away. Except the lady around the corner, she didn't shut the door. She just kept looking at us, and eventually we had to stand up and in embarrassment run down the street.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Is there an age cutoff, though? Like, I think teenagers can do it, as long as not hooligans, you know, that's one of the things.
I mean, as long as they're out and they're having a good time, and they have a costume
yes.
on.
You have to have a costume.
Yeah, you've got to have a costume. I agree with that. Yeah.
If you come to my door with just an open bag and no costume and you're 17 or 25, yeah. forget it. You're just a beggar. Yeah.
If you're asking for a beer, yeah. you're too old.
That's
yes.
way too old.
But if you come with a costume and you're like, you're into it, yeah. I'm down with that.
I'm okay
with
that.
I'll give you a candy bar. That's all right.
Especially because, like, I actually like the older kids that come at the end of the night, and I'm like, you got a costume on? Here, take the rest of my candy, then I can turn the lights out and go to bed.
7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, we got your Dirty Laundry coming up, and a lot of stuff on Dirty Laundry.
A lot of music.
AMA Awards last night and all that stuff.
Here. Records were set at the American Academy Music Awards. You won't believe who just blew it out of the park. And also, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. We're going to talk about that. Ooh. The Great Debate. Okay, we've got AMA news, record-breaking things going on. We've got Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a giveaway. Two tickets to something awesome at the end of this Dirty Laundry Report. But first up, the American Music Awards was last night, and I was very pleased because I knew most of the acts. I was like, wow.
Very good.
Sometimes I watch those things, and I'm like, who is everybody? But this time, it was all good.
Okay,
Tracee Ellis Ross from Black-ish hosted. She was really,
she was
good. She was funny. She was energetic. She did an opening number that I was like, I think you're going to pull something. But she did it. And speaking of opening numbers, Taylor Swift opened the show with I Did Something Bad, which was really good. And she also did something awesome. She's won the most American Music Awards for female artist. Last night she broke the record. She has a total now of 22.
Wow.
It's really crazy. A little girl with a guitar is now this major pop star. She accepted the performance. She talked about getting out the vote on November 6th because she finally got a little political. Good or bad, but she's telling people to vote, and a lot of people. That was kind of the theme last night of a lot of the performances and presentations. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I liked Cardi B's outfit. She looked like Cara Miranda. That was fun. Post Malone, even though he has stuff all over his face, tattoos. They all are spelled correctly, which is nice.
Okay, that's always a bonus.
But he seemed like a kind of genuine guy, and he's had a tough year because he's like almost been in major accidents
twice at
least.
Yeah, you know,
so
you know,
like
that's one of the things to always remember when having your face tattooed. Always go to a tattoo artist who has spell check.
Yes, exactly.
Just don't do that.
All right, you guys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees announced yesterday. This is interesting. Lauren, you have your theories on who the three are going to be, definitely.
I think it ends up being five because there are like five. I think it was 15 people were nominated.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who it was.
Usually about five get in, yeah.
Def Leppard, Devo, Janet Jackson, John Prine, Stevie Nicks, Kraftwerk, LL Cool J, MC5, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Roxy Music, The Cure, Todd Rundgren, Rufus and Chaka Khan, and The Zombies. What do you think?
I think Def Leppard's going to get in.
Yeah.
Automatic. I think that Stevie Nicks is going to get in. Automatic. I think Janet Jackson has a chance to get in, and I think Todd Rundgren should get in, but he won't.
He won't? What about Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
I know everyone loves The Cure, but I hate The Cure. Because I hate The Cure, and this is why. Because everyone who was cool in high school loved The Cure. And I tried so hard to love The Cure, but all I wanted to do was listen to Debbie Gibson. So it makes me feel bad about myself.
I was just looking for Debbie Gibson. Nope, not nominated.
So the ceremony is going to be March 29th. The inductees were slated to be announced in December, so we don't have that long to wait. So that is what's going on, and now I have two tickets to give away to the 15th caller.
What are the tickets?
617-931-1057. A pair of passes to see the greatest movie of all time, A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let the excitement begin, because we play hardball right here and win a grand in 60 seconds. We play for cash. In fact, $1,000 in cash from Century Bank is up for grabs right now for Tim Collins, who is an electronics technician from Antrim, New Hampshire, and is on the line with us this morning. First of all, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Tim?
Doing fantastic.
Great. You know, LBF was very excited when I said Tim Collins is going to be playing the game, because she thought I said Tom Collins. And
A Tom Collins.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the electronics game going, Tim?
Pretty good.
Good.
Steady business.
Okay. And you were kind of relaxed and feeling loosey-goosey this morning. You think you can do this thing?
Oh, yeah. I had my power breakfast and a nice coffee. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Okay.
All
now.
Right. Challenge accepted.
Okay. LBF's going to give you these 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. You don't know one, feel free to say pass. You've got time left at the end. We'll come back, pick them up, and get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Let's get this thing underway in 3, 2, 1, go.
What's the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What's 20 minus 7?
13.
Name one president born in Quincy.
Say again?
Name one president born in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Pass.
What year was John Lennon shot?
Say again?
What year was John Lennon shot?
Ooh. 1982.
Who are the Red Sox playing in the American League Championship?
Yankees.
Who broke the record for the most American Music Awards won by a woman?
Oh, wait, it was Houston. The other one again?
Who broke the record for the most American Music Awards won by a woman?
Taylor Swift.
What is the medical term for a kneecap?
Pass.
Who wrote the score for The Nutcracker?
Tchaikovsky.
Who just resigned her position as ambassador to the UN?
Kaylee.
Oh, dear. Okay, you didn't have quite enough time left there at the end, and you had one wrong. You came back and picked up one that we'll give you credit for because you were correct on your second guess on that. So let's review.
Okay, so John Adams or John Quincy Adams, they were both born in Quincy. John Lennon was shot in 1980.
Ooh.
The Astros, you corrected that. The Sox are playing the Astros in the American League Championship. The medical term for a kneecap, patella. But and I think you said Haley, Nikki Haley,
yes,
for the last one.
Yeah,
so all good. I mean, good.
Very good job.
But just not good enough.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't leave you hanging here.
Oh,
we
no.
We don't.
No,
we have something for
consolation
you.
Consolation prize. It's a nice one, too. It's a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Good.
And, hey, when you go into Stop and Shop, Savory Magazine, pick it up, take 5 article this month. It's all about super satisfying sandwiches, and I love a sandwich. Try 5 delicious recipes that only use, like, 5 ingredients, like crispy fish sandwiches, the Chipotle tuna melts. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop right now. Congratulations for doing a fine job. Have a great day, and thanks a million for being a member of the nation.
Tim,
thank you.
I was really impressed that you knew who wrote The Nutcracker, though. That's a good one. That is good. Out of left field. Love it.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to play?
It's hard.
You think you got what it takes? The pressure can get to you.
I know.
Go ahead. Log on to WRR.com, sign up, and you could be winning next right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It is time for the bear stuff. Hey, this was really cool yesterday. Did you see the videos of them getting the bears out of the tree?
Yeah, I mean, I read all about it. It's like, it's crazy. You can't go outside without fear of being attacked by an animal these days. Whether or not it's a squirrel, a bear, a shark.
Really?
That is why I'm an indoor cat. No one ever gets hurt sitting on a couch. So you know.
True. Okay, so the the bears are a little more, I'm a little more concerned about the bears than the squirrels, quite frankly.
Well, I mean, yeah, but a squirrel, you know what? They're squirrely and they can do bad things.
But that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
So the bears, they go up the tree. It's a mama bear and a baby bear. And so they go up this tree.
An absentee father bear.
Hey,
and they had to call in. Pretty soon the neighbors start walking through the neighborhood and the big crowd starts to gather and they're up this tree in your yard. So if you live in, was this in Amesbury? I think it was Amesbury.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Amesbury. Yeah. And as you live in Amesbury, you know what the bears do in the woods now. They come in and climb your trees. And so they had to come in. They had to give them a little sedative and knock them out of the trees, then take them away in the fire department. So there's, what do you figure the... I asked to put the ladder up to the tree.
Yeah.
Did they teach this in firefighting school?
100 feet up. Who drew that short straw?
Must be a rookie, a first or second year firefighter.
Yeah, probably
right?
So, yeah.
Do they not have some sort of animal division up there?
Okay, you climb the ladder and shoot the bear.
Yeah, they have to, right?
Yeah, okay. And so the bears took a pretty good fall. It was like 60 feet or something like that, I think it was.
I think at one point, 100. The mom.
Really, okay.
And then the baby climbed up further after he got shot with the tranquilizer and then I think maybe came down a little bit and then fell.
They said that they're going to be okay. They're fine. And they actually put them on ice masks, so because the tranquilizer would make their body temperature rise. So as they're transporting them to relocate them, they give them a physical and all that kind of stuff while they're asleep. Yeah. Wow. You know, they make sure they're healthy.
Yeah, the poor bears, though. You know, I mean, hey, Amesbury's pretty rustic. I mean, how much further out do you need to go?
It's not Lexington. Yeah. Oh, that's right. They have bears, too.
My friends were just posting last week pictures of some bears in Chelmsford.
Hey, about 8 or 9 years ago, there was a bear that, like a quarter mile from my house, it got killed. Got hit by a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, and that's in Westwood.
Wow, there are no bears in Canton. Nope.
No bears in Canton?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not fancy enough, I guess. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, if I were confronted with a bear in my backyard, I would have no idea what to do.
We got you covered there. What do you do?
My family is from Maine, so I grew up with this.
Oh.
You know, I have this tattooed on the inside of my right hamstring.
Yeah.
You stop and evaluate, and then you identify yourself in a calm, appeasing tone.
Stop and evaluate. Am I going to die right now at this very moment? Okay, evaluate it.
Says identify yourself. I would use somebody else's name in case the bear wanted to come look for you again.
Okay, so identify yourself. Okay,
and
first thing you do is you stop, you evaluate. That's at the point you say, okay, I'm evaluating. Yes, I've just soiled myself.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Speak in a calm, appeasing tone. Hi, Mr. Bear. Hi, I'm Dennis.
So you talk to the bear then.
You talk to the bear, and then you back away slowly, keeping your eye on the bear. You don't want to turn, but never run.
You know
Do
what?
Not run.
This reminds me of confronting a teenage girl in a bad mood.
Yep.
Speaking as a mother of a teenage girl.
Much more dangerous.
And try and retreat in the direction from which you came, unless the bear is standing in your path.
And then
you go the other way.
Okay, but you walk out backwards, right?
Yes.
Keeping an eye on the bear
at all
times.
You've got to keep your eye on him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bear. Oh, my God. You see the Red Sox game last night? They won.
It was great.
Look at that picnic basket over there.
Okay. And I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
Thank you much.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WRR. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the great pizza plot this morning.
I know.
Buongiorno. Welcome to the story of the great pizza plot.
Yeah, so this happened the other day. Some guy was going to a Little Caesars pizza place, and he noticed he's in front of the Little Caesars kiosk or whatever, and he noticed to the side, behind the counter, making its way toward the ovens, a giant cart full of DiGiorno pizzas.
What? Frozen pizzas?
So he videotaped it and then wrote, "This can't be happening right now in front of me," and uploaded it to Twitter. Well, when you try to substitute Little Caesar's pizza with DiGiorno, people rally. They get together. They feel like they've been
bamboozled. Well, you know what you get, don't you?
It's not pizza. It's DiGiorno.
Oh,
really?
Oh, perfect. Apparently, the company, Little Caesars, said they can confirm no DiGiorno pizzas were baked or served at this Little Caesars location. Apparently, it was inside a Kmart.
Okay.
And so the Little Caesars was in the Kmart, and the Kmart was in the process of disposing expired DiGiorno pizzas when the video was shot. I don't know why they were disposing them in the ovens in Little Caesars pizza kiosk.
Really?
But whatever.
Seems like a pizza cover-up to me.
This is the great pizza caper of 2018. We have a lot on our plate, but this, I refuse to have DiGiorno on my plate.
You're not going to have that anymore?
It's Little Caesars.
Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
My God. So anyway, I don't know. I think we should do a taste test next time when anybody goes to Little Caesars. Bring it home, set it next to a DiGiorno, see what happens.
Okay, gotcha.